Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Get all my ducks in a row here. It's good to be here, right?
Amen.
I want to welcome any guests, if we have anyone here. Welcome for sure, and glad you're here with us. And if we have a little visitation card outside on the table. So if you feel like it, please fill that out and give us some basic information about you, and we'd love to be able to minister to you in some way or come visit with you. Or I really want to be able to start taking folks to lunch, you know, and things like that. So if you want a free lunch, fill it out. So, we can get a hot dog maybe. I don't know. Is this thing okay there? Okay. Seems kind of loud. Am I echoing? Am I good? All right. So let's pray. Ask the Lord to help us out and bless our time that we have together. Father, may I just take this time, Lord, to say thank you so much for living in America so that we can come and fellowship together and worship you and lift up your name and the freedom that we have. Well, there's a lot of crazy stories going on in the world and things that's happening other Christian brothers out there in the world. And Father, we just thank you, Lord. We don't want to take this for granted, our freedom of being in America. Lord, thank you for the folks that showed up today, and we pray for the ones that couldn't make it, maybe for whatever reasons. We ask this morning, Lord, that you'll help us and teach us and show us your way, draw us close to you. It's kind of like Paul said, the Paul that hangs out with us. We lift up the name of Jesus, that you'll draw all men unto you. And we love you, and help us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So I was talking about this Paul, not Paul in the Bible. You know, you're not gonna freak God out by just talking to him. Y'all know that, right? You know, God doesn't speak King James. You know, you don't have to pray like Deacon Jones sometimes, you know. Hey, you know, so I got a few black friends, and then I say that kind of wrong, but I got quite a few black friend preachers, you know, and we're good buddies and stuff like that, and he tells me a lot of times about their hooping. Anybody know what that is? Hooping? Well, I don't particularly agree with it, but they seem to enjoy it, you know. I've preached in their churches, you know, some of the just all black churches and that kind of thing. And they have a good time, though, I'm telling you, you know, they do. But yeah, you know, the whole message for the last 3 or 4 weeks have been about prayer. So if you're new and you just joined us this morning, we're going to continue the looking at the Lord's Prayer. And it's in Matthew chapter 6, verse 7 and 13. Verse 7 and 13. So if you have your Bibles, turn to verse 6. But Derry's probably going to put it on the wall. So Matthew chapter 6, verse 7 and 13. And I'm going to read it again. We're going to stay on this until Palm Sunday. And I'm really excited. I've really enjoyed studying for this, and I hope it's been a blessing to you. So Matthew chapter 6, verse 7 through 13. So here we go. And when you pray, this is Jesus again, right? He's talking to us about the Lord's Prayer. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do. For they think that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them. For your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him. So in this manner, therefore, pray. All right, I'm changing gears now and going to the King James Version. It says, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Can I get amen?
Amen.
And it goes on to say, For thine is the kingdom of power and the glory and forever. Amen. I thank our Catholic brothers for throwing that on there, a little doxology. And For the last weeks, we've discussed God as our Heavenly Father. And we want to worship His holy name. For the last two or three weeks, we've learned that Jesus, this is a little recap, that Jesus basically is the kingdom of God, and His will was planned in heaven to come to earth in the form of a man born of a virgin, living a sinless life, dying on the cross, and then God raising Him from death on the third day by our Heavenly Father. It says Jesus is showing us in this Lord's Prayer how God's plan for us was to pick up our cross daily, and it is to pick up our cross daily and follow Him and pray for the ability and strength to share His kingdom with others. So Jesus is summing all this up in the Lord's Prayer. And as we go through, I want you to be mindful of the entire Lord's Prayer, and it has like five components. There's five, and a little tag on the six, but there's five components. And God is teaching us through each one of these really how to have a good foundational prayer life. And we're breaking each one down. See, guys, the Lord's Prayer, everything in the Bible is all about Jesus. It's from the beginning to the end. It's all about Jesus. And it's all about Him working through us to seek and save the lost. It's all about, the whole Lord's Prayer is about us and reminding us of our calling, our great commission, our great commandment. It's to seek and save the lost. And Jesus is still doing that through us. So, let's take a look at the next verse in the Lord's Prayer, which is verse 11. Give us this day our daily bread. So we're going to talk about that for a few minutes here. And then in the end, we're going to have the Lord's Prayer. The Last Supper, which is really interesting the way God all kind of worked that out, you know, because I didn't look at the calendar and see when we're doing the Last Supper, you know. And so God kind of worked all this together. I think it's awesome. So give us this day our daily bread. Now, if you look at that word give, and you look at the Greek again, you know I like to do that. Not trying to impress you. I don't care about impressing you. Seriously. I know that sounds bad, but I give that one up years ago, you know. Trying to, because I'm not here to impress you or impress any man, so don't take that the wrong way. You know, I'm here to be a messenger of the Lord the best way I know how. You know, and so I like to study the Greek on these different words because you get a deeper meaning. And the Holy Spirit can really get down in there and teach you the broader, you know, meaning of what God's really trying to share in the Word. You know, so if you get a real desire, we want to start studying the Bible, really study it, you know, not just read through it. It's okay to read the Bible for sure, right? I mean, the Holy Spirit reveals truth to us, but when you're really getting to studying the Bible, take time and slow down and really study and get in there. That's for some of you guys who maybe, you know, you got a little spark that maybe I want to really start studying the Bible now instead of just kind of reading it every once in a while, you know, right? I read the book several weeks ago. It said that the man that wrote the book, I can't remember his name, Dr. Hendricks from seminary, he said that the Bible will keep you away from sin, but sin will keep you away from the Bible. Amen? So I thought that was a great little quote, whether he came up with it or not. But anyway, give us this day our daily bread. So the whole message is that one sentence there. So give. Here's what it means. When it talks about giving, that give, it means to grant. To grant, it means to supply. And it means to furnish, or I love this one, to bestow upon as a gift. So that word give basically means to, is God's giving us a gift. He's supplying this gift to us. You know, I remember the children of Israel, and God was bringing manna down and feeding them and all that, just Just feed them. So that word give means to basically bestow upon as a gift. I'm going to supply this gift to you. So we keep moving down. It says, give us this day. Those words, this day, okay, and it's almost like insulting a little bit. Because, okay, I know it means this day. But when you really look at it, it says to focus. The key Greek word there was about focus. It says to focus on this day and not tomorrow or yesterday. So the key there is staying focused. Keeping our focus on what? Today. You know, we all hear the old saying, one day at a time, right? But in the Lord's Prayer, God's telling us today to keep your focus on today. Not, you know, the Bible has a lot of things that talk about, you know, days of vapor and, you know, stay focused on today. So that this day. Now here's another key word there. It says, give us this day our daily bread. Now this word daily, I didn't know this until I started studying for this message. I'm being honest with you. You know, I've read through it, studied it, but this, when I got deeper into it, this word daily only comes up twice in the entire Bible. It's only twice in the entire Bible. And one time is obviously in this verse, and then it's in the other verse in Luke chapter 11, verse 3, which is basically talking about the same thing. So this word daily comes up twice in the whole Bible. And here's what it means. It means our necessity for this time. For right now. It's our necessity, things that we need that's necessary. Right? Not our desires. And I can't throw my bass boat wish in there in my prayer. I still do though anyway. But, you know, but he's talking about here our necessities, our things that are necessary for life. Everybody got it? Okay, some theologians believe that Jesus was actually speaking about the things in life that are necessary for our survival. And that this word daily, okay, is meant to blend in with the bread, our daily bread. And that bread literally goes into our daily food supply. So he's talking about the supply of our necessary needs. And we'll talk about that in just a few minutes, a little bit later. But the word bread obviously means the food of any kind. Means the food of any kind. And then it goes on to talks about how this bread was made. And most of you probably know this, but I'm going to throw it in there anyway. I just thought it was interesting. But that bread of that time, the bread was made, it was actually about the size of a modern day plate, you know, that we have now. And the bread was just basically flour and water mixed together, an appropriate amount. And they would bake it in their, you know, makeshift ovens. They would bake it. And the bread was about as thick as your thumb. So you put your thumb up and do like that. So the bread was about that thick. Now, my grandma used to make that hoe cake bread. Anybody remember that? Now, she put some sugar in it, though. But, you know, it didn't say anything about sugar, but, you know. But she'd make that good country bread. Anybody had any Lacy cornbread? Now I'm getting real country. Look at Adam. He's like, that little thin cornbread fried in a skillet? I didn't eat much breakfast, y'all. I'm sorry. Huh? Getting distracted. Well, bread. And I thought it would be kind of interesting that at some time, maybe this is just an idea, that when we do communion and Lord's Supper, maybe the ladies could make some bread, like, you know, really as close to the real. And the men, you know, we could go, you know, out back with some grapes and press the grapes, make our own juice or something. That would be kind of interesting, wouldn't it? You know, I don't know. It's just a thought that came to me when I was going through this, you know. It would be interesting. These scriptures definitely line up with how our Heavenly Father promises to take care of us in our time of need. Okay, Philippians 4, 19 through 21. Philippians 4, 19 through 21, it says that, "And my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Now to our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Here again, it's talking about the Word of God. It's supplying our needs. Here's that word again, needs. Necessary. Right? It's the necessity, the gift, the supply, which we need at just the right time. My oh Lord, has God come through for Lynn and I just at the right time. If you've lived long enough on this earth as a follower, a believer of Christ, how many know what I mean? Raise your hand. Man, it's just, you didn't know how it's going to turn out. You didn't know how it's going to work out. But just at the right time, God supplies our need. I mean, we've had situations that we thought we were going to get this money here, you know what I'm saying? And then it didn't come. And we've learned through the years that immediately, instead of getting mad or frustrated or stressed out, we just say, well, God knows when we're going to need it. We'll need that in a month from now then. Anybody said that, you know? Well, it'll come at the right time. At that time, we'll need it more than we need it now. And it does. God follows through. And at the right time, you know, that need was met. But God is reminding us, Jesus is reminding us, through the Lord's Prayer that each day that He will supply our basic needs. He will supply what we need. I believe it also includes emotional stuff. But here the Word of God is specifically saying our basic needs, which comes down to sometimes to food, water, shelter, and clothes. Right? I mean, He didn't promise us two cars. Three cars. Or, you know? Matthew 6, when you study that, we all know the verse there. God gets in the birds of the air and what they wear, don't worry, and all that real famous scripture. Matthew 6, 33, and we go through all that, and it says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. Remember? We started out this, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Study that word, added. See, these guys, these things, our food and water and shelter and clothes, the basic necessities of life, we can trust God with those. Jesus is teaching and reminding us daily, as we focus on this daily prayer, as we focus our daily prayer life, to thank Him and trust Him and remind ourselves that God will supply our needs. He will We'll provide that. We can trust Him. We can trust Him because we know in the Lord's Prayer that He is our Heavenly Father. And He is a good, good Father. Amen. And yes, we know He's going to correct us when we need it. He may put us over our knee when we need it. Or His knee, right? You know what I'm saying? Figuratively speaking, I mean, things happen. But we know that He's going to supply our personal basic needs of life. We know that because we know Him. We know that He loves us and He's a loving and a good Father. The Bible also teaches us that we need to be content with what He gives us. That we need to be content with what He gives us each day and meeting our needs. I believe personally it's okay to have dreams and desires, plans and goals to in life and business. When it comes to our basic supply of needs, God said He would meet those needs each day. Back in Philippians 4, 11 through 13, Philippians 4, 11 through 13, Paul, in the Bible, Paul, was saying, I am not saying this, this is the scripture, I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need. I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret. Everybody say secret. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation. Whether well fed or hungry. Whether living in plenty or in want. Paul says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. The secret Paul is referring to is that he knows Jesus. That's the secret. He knows Jesus. He knows Jesus in a personal and intimate way. And he knows that Jesus would meet his needs, that God will meet his needs. And God will meet his needs at the right time that he chose. He's a sovereign God, right? And he will meet our needs whenever he feels like we need them. But Paul knew that he could trust God. And it doesn't matter, Paul knew, it didn't matter what was going on. It didn't matter if good times or if it was bad times. That he knew without a shadow of a doubt that God was going to meet his needs. And at his time. Jesus is teaching us, my friends, in the Lord's Prayer, that we can trust God. We can trust him. We can trust him to meet our needs. We can trust him to meet those big things, can't we? We can trust him to meet those small things. He is worthy of our honor and praise, and he is worthy of our trust. He is a good, good Father, and he loves us. Goes back to the Lord's Prayer again. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. It says, give us this day our daily bread. And as we go through this Lord's Prayer, I'm going to keep quoting it, and I'm going to keep adding the scripture that I'm teaching on that Sunday. Y'all see that? Jesus gave us a track to run on in our prayer life. And based on what we've studied so far, as I keep adding the scriptures, I'm saying kind of an example prayer. Not that this is how you pray, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying this is a foundational prayer, and I keep adding to this prayer. So I'm just gonna read it. Is that all right? So here's the prayer that I'm adding to this, and then we're gonna close, and then we're gonna in communion. It says, Heavenly Father, and as I read this, listen to the words as you think about the Lord's Prayer as it's going through the Lord's Prayer. Now some of you will hear, you know, the kingdom of God is Jesus, about witnessing and that kind of thing. So here's my prayer like this. It says, Heavenly Father, I praise your holy name. You are worthy of all honor and glory. Thank you for sending your son Jesus to die for my sins. Thank you for showing me mercy and grace. I love you, Father. Please help me, Lord, to pick up my cross today and follow you. Help me be obedient to your word. Bring someone in my path today that I can share the good news of Jesus with and help them find peace. Lord, I trust you today with something to eat and something to drink and my basic needs. And Lord, I also thank you and trust you today that you'll give me whatever you think I need to serve you and to serve others. Amen. That's precious to me, guys. I mean, that for me, that touches my heart, and it's precious to me. And really, and then Jesus gave us this example in the Lord's Prayer. How that we can begin this foundational prayer life. And some of you have a great prayer life. And that's great. I'm not trying to, you know, influence you in any way. But this is Jesus giving us a foundational example. And my hope and prayer is that you will find a new passion for the Lord's Prayer. And you'll spend some quality time in your own prayer life. And as we move through this until Palm Sunday. Amen. Amen. So let's pray. We'll have an invitational hymn. And Angie's that good? We'll have an invitational hymn. And then we'll pray. And then if everyone, we'll move into this holy time of communion. Amen. So let me pray for you. Pray for us. Father, I thank you, Lord, for everything that was said today, and Lord, I thank you for the Lord's Prayer, Jesus, that you gave us this example. Father, I pray that, Lord, if there's one here today that does not know you, has never really actually become born again and place their faith in Jesus' death, burial, resurrection. Father, I pray that they would come forward or they would give their life to you right now. You said today is the day of salvation. So if there's one person that would like to get saved today and give their life to the Lord, if you want to, lift up your hand and I'll pray with you. Nobody's looking around and just me looking around. And we're gonna take communion this morning, and so make sure everyone's a believer in Christ. And okay, amen. If anyone's here today, Lord, they want to join the church and be active and be a part of our fellowship here, that they would talk to me or one of the men here in the church. Let that be. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.